Good morning and welcome
Blog
back.
Talk Radio.
October 25th, 2023. Is there a cure for cancer available in our lifetime? It's a large project, a large organization of people, of professionals, working together on the same planet, Earth, to resolve the inconsistencies in a healthcare system with a range of professionalism, from one person to nearly 8 billion on this planet Earth. According to media reports, the National Cancer Institute, that has been around for 80 years, requires a $6 billion annual endowment to maintain its position as the National Cancer Institute of the United States. No reports have been generated before my eyes or ears with regard to the World Health Organization's equivalent annual endowment with the same objective. But I know that as there are many levels of professional in the fight for the cure for cancer in our world, there is a range of conflict managers on planet Earth that are commonly referred to as lawyers, ranging from those who sit on the highest levels of security councils, such as the one at the United Nations, and those who sit on the councils of your local courthouses, your state and national if you're in the U.S., and within the large-scale organizations of arbitration networks and corporations, companies, mediating and communicating for us all in this context, in the fight for a cure, the fight to end cancer and remove it from the record of litigation in real world. You may have seen by now classes of drugs ranging in the 80s in quantity of types of drugs and treatment plans for healing of patients, bringing a patient out of cancer diagnosis to normalize health. That number may be more or less, depending on what health administration you have been endowed to experience life in. Between programs today on this podcast, blogtalkradio.com/strutforth, this morning's focus on Parkinson's research for the cure and development, and this one, development in the cancer cure fight. I thought and came and arrived at the idea that the health industry, Charlie Sheen, Major League team, of our infrastructure. The sports and entertainment leagues and professions have greater scheduling consistency than academic and health profile organizations and systems on our planet today. I've looked at the resonance for all of these 80-plus common practice regimens, dictated them, converted them mathematically into resonance units, and that does no helpful or useful thing to a health network or company if it is left out of the discourse and dialogue and practice of professionalism in your health industry, where soul meets body is a song lyric out of the modern palette of music today, where light meets temperature is an actual mathematical discovery made by Stephen Hawking about the world we live in. Where light meets temperature is a fundamental observational tool for the oncologist, for the geneticist, for the radiologist. And in theory, for the clinical trial director and the expert scheduler and publisher and editor of the research content that is supposed to be equivalent to such financial assignments as $6 billion a year. Somewhere within that $0 and $6 billion a year expenditure, because you are a scheduler or a project manager or a clinical trial administrator or expert, does not exclude you from that circulation of economic fortitude. In other words, just because you are not an oncologist or a physician or a radiologist or an association director, any of those prestigious positions in healthcare, doesn't exclude you from picking up the proverbial glove and mitt and baseball bat and cleat and getting your rump off the bench, walking over to home plate, nodding to the pitcher on the mound, and having a swing in your profession. I have met many conflict managers in my lifetime, ranging from defense officials, Perry employees, enlisted, veterans, veterans affairs administrators. I have seen depictions in entertainment of conflict managers, just as you have, on our well-endowed advertising kit infrastructure of media. I have met public defenders who have worked with me and criminal lawyers who have also worked with me. I have approached civil lawyers, civil court practitioners, and I have spoken back and forth with judges, criminal courts. I have talked to paralegals and conferred with paralegals on application logistics, filing logistics, positioning of text in places on pieces of paper to and from all of these officials in our court practitioner. I don't have any means of employing an editor at this time for blogtalkradio.com/strutforth to pull from the, and that's P-U-L-L, pull from the content tree or pool, P-O-O-L, my presentations, segments of them, and place them into a market stream path of civilized economic fortitude. There are technological means by which audio segments can be editorially constructed into audiovisual elements and repurposed, repackaged, and reemployed in order to arrive at a more equitable place within that $0 to $7 billion, $6 billion National Cancer Institute annual endowment of activity. And if we arrive quite sternly at a cure for cancer, there may be a day in our lifetime where $7 billion for a hydrogen energy innovation program could be a normal annual thing for the good of not only the energy infrastructure, but the good of a world without cancer, causing harm and deflection of a normal life for millions and millions of people who have the potential to live a normal life without cancer. Without a doctorate in medicine, it's very easy for a clown to say. Also, without a communications agent or a talent or literary agent or business agent in media, that the normal human resonance in the world of magnetism each year, each orbital period, is almost identically half to that of a person diagnosed with cancer, based on research integrated from that annual $6 billion pool of the fight for a cure to foreclose the National Cancer Institute, which would only be accomplished if there were actually a cure in favor enough for a pool of evidence that shows enough people diagnosed with cancer no longer have it and no longer have to worry about it. Where light meets temperature still remains an active, fatal implement and mistake for cancer victims who fall and lose the fight. For medical professionals who lose the fight for their patients' lives. Those statistics still add up higher than the former potentiality. If there is a publishing market, printing infrastructure for advertising and sales and marketing to suggest that tobacco and cigarettes is such a prevalent cause to cancer without any alternative indication otherwise to light and temperature interaction within the human physiology, then I should relax and try and adapt myself into a world of perpetual cancer attack upon the people in my community. The 80 or so class of drugs on the oncologist's menu that I have studied seem to support the clown's suggestion that the radiance of cancer within the human physiology is double that of the normal radiance of the human physiology, site by site, S-I-T-E, whether it's pancreatic, breast or lung, or even a lymphoma or a leukemia. Like the technology that we have in abundance today and the tools we use to simplify our lives, in theory, the quantity is high with regard to possibility in treatment and treatment combination. I don't think it's the concept design, manufacture and release of the drug to treat cancer that is the problem. I think it's the administration and scheduling and the clinical trial construction from concept to research report release and cycle again. I think it's the timing mechanism within that ecosystem of business way off the mark. It's not the mission impossible, but it's a challenging project to try and change that area of the practice for the better. a large-scale project which involves many people of many various backgrounds, experiences, and diversities, not all of whom are patients and not all of whom are doctors. Every ordinary, everyday ordinary participants in this thing we call life. Economy and infrastructure. We can use this magnetism class of practitioners to see all sorts of patients receiving medicine and treatment of various kinds, evidence that suggests the medicine is powerful, but the diagnoses scaffold in the organization and administration is not as powerful. With all of this information technology, so let us apply this information technology to where it's needed, helping improve the diagnostic capability and scaffold of that overall system. How do we go through multiple ballot boxes and administration, large scale administration level, and think about the conquistadors and explorers of times gone by, eras gone by before us all, and come to terms with the fact that drug sales today is like selling hot dogs, peanuts, and beer at the ball game. How do we change that culture? I could sit here and smoke a cigarette, and it won't change that culture. What will change that culture? Respect, right, equality of identity, a resonant signifier on all cigarette label boxes, Coca-Cola and Budweiser boxes. I'm going to look at my shampoo bottle and the ingredients on it, and then look at my list, 45 pages of molecules, and see how many I can match. If they appear on my booklet that I authored, two columns of which, by the way, columns say, let's just say it was on Wikipedia. What gives a $500 million nonprofit company, whatever that means, the right to professionally suggest that they don't have any professional communication skills whatsoever at the business table? I have two other columns attached to that list, and not a single one or many group of people who can behave according to Wikipedia laws and post something about the work I have accomplished in their world, which is my world too. I'm not Bill Clinton. I'm not Monica Lewinsky. I'm not the owner of Bubba's Barbecue. Or Sam and Omi's seafood restaurant. Or the Portobello Mushroom on the Northern Shores. They can exclude that from their Wikipediaization of every human being in their circle of influence without spending $500 million. So that Thomson Reuters can say, we purchased casetext.com in 2018 for $650 million so that Michael Anthony Norton can be known for having filed a civil complaint against the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America. And the case is already closed. They just want to bring a jester out, pocket $650 million, and say, here's your jester, modern Kunta Kinte. All he does is walk around, smoke cigarettes, and consume all of our resources. Who is the editor of the Wikipedia media identity profiling? There are molecular structures of everything listed not only on Wikipedia publicly, but other NCI associated eco companies, professional movers and shaker companies. So, who's up for the challenge? Of totally transforming or bringing an alternative market structure to the treatment regime in healthcare today. We have powerful drugs, powerful pharmaceutical products, powerful, good health systems in practice, hospitals, networks, schools, media coverage experts, and patients assigned to consume those drugs in irrational quantities relative to the world we're living in. So if we can analogize buying a television, that's our drug. And when the patient gets home with the drug, the television has no power cable attached to the drug. No way to plug it in or turn it on. So the television is a powerful drug, but it does the patient no good if there's no power to plug it in. Take this number of milligrams once or twice daily, regardless of the structure of the day's environment, regardless of the light and temperature difference within that interval of time passage. The alternative independent option of practice may very well be to time the dosage and usage levels fairly and practically for the individual according to new research and profiles of what once and twice a day mean daily, seasonally, and annually. Hello. If the tide change once or twice daily, according to their electromagnetic power adapters of the environment, or intervals of distinction in line with all of the elements from which your molecular weapons are derived to defeat cancer and other diseases and disorders and overcome them. If you're in the Elon Musk industry and the president of the U.S. just announced a $7 billion hydrogen innovation program, you should be jumping up and down, flailing all your limbs right in front of me right now. I emailed your SpaceX team yesterday, and it was not the first time. Charlie Sheen, Major League. Motion picture, comedy about a team that was difficult to get up off the ground. They were whiny and set in their ways and mean of losership. This is like a recruiter at an established medical research laboratory today. If the recruiter's expending gasoline automobile miles and hours every day while plugged into the payroll system. That's enough. That's enough for the recruiter. Is that the fault of the UN Security Council? The civil court? The criminal court? Or the new drug courts popping up? Or channel 1, 2, 3, 5, or 1,000 on the television or radio dial? Or 1, 2, 5, or a billion on the web dial? Is it the fault of the university that trains the recruiter? Or is it a mere gender differentiation problem? Were any of the explorers and conquistadors female in the lessons learned at your elementary and middle school level? Sometimes we get a little excited. Freedom for women. It's a huge movement this century in all kinds of disciplines, like university and science and engineering. Film. Women in film is a big one that goes back even into the last century. But if we forget the core principles of the trade of Mother Earth and Father Time, and we forget to respect one another as individuals in that environment, then we need to take pause, reconsider the value of the man, woman in our world. I see many different genres of motion picture entertainment in my time. It's like theater. But the field practitioner in the paid health system, meaning the employees of the health system, the field practitioner, it's very watered down and diluted between the pharmaceutical sales representatives and the employment human resources recruiter. It's very watered down, looks the same, behaves the same. What's the difference? Is there, in the legal practice, is there a classifiable position title for the medical lawyer? And if so, is it in the civil, criminal, or drug court distinction, or all three? Probably all three. The entertainment industry can provide us with the effect of having a window into the world of health practice that could be identified on your media circuits as a false positive to that practice, as much as they say data and information online is irrational or false. But the periodic table of elements and molecular structure thereafter tends to stay consistent from media format to media format, from literature to literature. As does sunrise and sunset every day. So Ponce de Leon, the conquistador, explorer, may have been prescient and gotten it right, gotten it correct, that centuries before Cape Canaveral was constructed into an aerospace capital of the world, we have a fountain of Y-U-T-H, youth, and youthfulness. The care for all, free to explore planet Earth and beyond. And yet, the distinction between minerals brought back from hundreds of thousands of miles away and those here on the planet's environmental insulation, relative to the rest of the solar system, is still in factual contention among the majority. Many believe it's just a parlor game at a casino, a false belief in large-scale organizations of people and their practices, a myth that we ever went to the moon and back as a civilization. A modern fountain of youth. How do we overcome that myth and make it fact, or show or reveal that it's fact enough to motivate people in systems like healthcare to seriously consider the relationship of the inner space, the outer space, and the intraspace, the last of which is the ordinance of all their instrumentation in the practice? I have no class. How do we address that fact or myth that one guy has no class? Today's world of opportunity and care in conflict management, in lawyering, in history making, in history processing. I don't know. I get the sense that Jason Bateman may be making bank off of my voice. It's just a sense I get, not a paranoia. My voice sounds a lot to me like Jason Bateman's on Spotify. And I'm broadcasting from blogtalkradio.com/strutforth, which has headquarters in a city thousands of miles from where I am, in San Antonio, Texas. I don't know what their office space looks like. I don't know if they have a fountain outside their modern building. I don't know if they're in a teepee or a tent. But I know Spotify has the traditional establishment of successes in entertainment, like Jason Bateman, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, Ron Howard, James Cameron. And on and on and on. So this is The Cure for Cancer, one of an ongoing series of conversation or monologue, both cause and effect. Why does my voice sound like Jason Bateman sometimes to me? And how much money is he making off of that, if any at all? Is he losing money because of that? I could have a staff of publishers, as I mentioned this morning, who could pull up the Parkinson's class treatment as reported and the cancer class of treatments as reported with resonance on them. And it can even be online. It could be a lookup, as simple as a lookup in a Yahoo directory that existed before Google was even born as a corporation, as a alphabet, class A ticker symbol, T-O-O-G-L, when it was last seen in the 200s, O-O-G. Now it's G-O-O-G-L in yesterday's business television channel conversation, including Microsoft, with somewhere in the 180s. What does that mean to you and me? Means no magnetosphere movie as of yet. Solar wind is the big mythological dragon of our time. It's blocking our view from what we've already accomplished and what we're setting out to accomplish, modern age. We have the Artemis Project, which has a serious life support systems component built right into it, and not a lot of confidence that it's integrated with our health system as much as it could be. J'ai besoin. J'ai besoin de parler plus en espagnol maintenant. J'ai besoin d'être un conquistador. J'ai besoin d'un fond pour le Conseil de sécurité aux Nations Unies. Brief image I got, thanks to BBC News on American television yesterday, was a UN Security Council in circular table formation in New York City, one of the financial capitals of the world, that seems to be populated by all men. In 2023, where again, the women in ... movement has been prolific for decades. I went and learned with women and men in a co-ed higher learning establishment that is known for its track record with Council of Foreign Relations members who are part of the UN Security Council tier of higher learning, conflict management, communication and education, and infrastructure. We live as we always have, and those who have before us, in exciting times in medical terminology. Plain, PLAIN, medical terminology. We live in exciting times. We get injured and die in exciting times. And exciting places. So what if lunar time is slow? Who cares if it's slow, if it's the slow guy in the time system of measure compared with our modern time standard? Who cares? Do I have to develop a case of hemorrhoids for sitting on the bench too much? Swimming in the ocean. It's not quinolonic acid. Even though, look at all the stuff we've done in the ocean. Look at what we've done. We've dumped micro components into the ocean, which is comprised completely of micro components. I feel like I'm in freshman high school class. Well, I have the conquistadors and the explorers, and they're all murderers. Mr. Norton, would you like to comment? We're here now. We escaped Jack Nicholson's corn maze and The Shining. Women have more opportunity than ever. And those men were great leaders. It's about exploration and the limits. It's like Charles Darwin. Now we classify our online pages, our electronic pages, by international, commercial, business, organization, military, country code, vague in between country code, the FM dial, the TV, Apple Corp. And why is Boston so adverse to working with me? I don't, I'm confounded. I have no idea. Well, there goes my Jason Bateman voice again. I have 59 minutes left. You can call in at 563-999-3703. Or you can go watch the Today Show today. Look at a nice piece of steak from Myrtle Beach being tasted by the host. That looked delicious. Why not a big piece of red meat for breakfast? Little mushroom sauce on top. Congratulations to the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Resolving the World Series this year. Why not? Guardians, maybe next year. I should be able to say, yeah, I'm going. I got a couple tickets to go watch it too. They're Arizona or Texas. And I'm going to head over to Santa Monica Boulevard, host the parade. Not a gay pride parade. It's Halloween in a gay pride community. Not to exclude lesbians, bis, trans, and queers, and intelligentsia, LGBTQI. What's your emotional intelligence? Who knows? Everyone's read The Secret by now. The Rules of Attraction, Repulsion, and Time and Space again and again. Time, temperature, and light. Interval by interval. if a patient is receiving medication in balance and within the resonant order of the autism spectrum, why was the patient diagnosed for years as being a schizophrenic, which is outside of that playing field on the spectrum of resonant treatment? Why is he consuming more powerful medicine than may be practically needed to adjust that individual's day-to-day self-practice? There's a number of answers to that question. Who measures what are the most correct and most incorrect answers? It's the right to free expression, assembly, media. Just like the comparison between the top three lunar soil samples resonance and the seven dangerous dwarves within that same narrow range on the resonance scale. If you practice medicine and refuse to look at the resonance and only look at the AMU units of measure within the space-time system, then you're telling me that all seven of those and the lunar soil sample weighs the same, has the same AMU in weight. But all the elements that comprise them individually have different weights. And it's in the same time system, same world. So about those attoseconds, Imperial Swedish units of award and achievement present this year. Just because Indiana Jones cracked a whip doesn't mean the whip went out of economic existence in our modern practice of equal employment opportunity. And that's here in the USA. That's here in Western, Eastern civilization. Beautiful day here in Maine. Sun's out. There's a big X cloud in the sky to most likely commercial airliners flying about like the bird up there now, seeing the sun in all of us. Record temperatures being reported again on the Weather Channel. The kind, well-dressed professionals. This is Cancer Cure Development, blogtalkradio.com/struck forth. Town is dressed up for Halloween. no job offers as of yet, but most of the recruiters are far more beautiful than I am. So that probably has something to do with the policy and practice of today's world. The success indicator index. I guess there is now a markup language for Tootsie by Sidney Pollack on your web. The TML, Tootsie markup language. We can make an epic tentpole motion picture feature for movie theaters called The Conquistadors. Just segment up 120 minutes, or if you're Nolan, 180 minutes or 200 minutes, 250 minutes. Let's make it a miniseries. 500 minutes of Columbus, Cortez, Magellan, Ponce de Leon. Magellan, Ponce de Leon, Cortez, Columbus. Cortez, Columbus, Magellan, Ponce de Leon, and Amerigo Vespucci. So that's 100 minutes each. We have first act, second act, third act for each 100 minutes. If you have an editing team, you could mix it up any way you like, from Memento to Oppenheimer. And show how people had an information superhighway 400 or 500 years before we had an information highway. Superhighway. We might even go Oliver Stone and say the tradition of conspiracy theory that some of the conquistadors first populated the Americas and then classed them out in an Indian-style caste system, differentiating Native Americans from Spanish Europeans of the West Side. That would take BET Network, probably, Oxygen, OWN, and Bravo, Viacom, and MTV. The African Union and China, Japan, Southeast Asia, and Russia. Reach consensus before going from concept to screenplay. That's a bad idea, that added part, because I have no editor. I have no errors and omissions department. I can write HTML and mix it up with JavaScript, even Java sometimes, and the other stuff, hypertext, syntax, XSL, XML, last favorite friend of mine, and put an app together and get right to the point of click and look up return. And everything just falls apart like the tree at Rockefeller Center on the SNL skit, high-speed coupled skating match. Oh, there goes. Oh, the cord pulled out of the outlet again. I can't. Failure. Is that the way modern tech should be orchestrated by people in the background? Does it matter if I'm paying GoDaddy or Wix or Hover, all.com, for those not as webia savvy? Does it matter what service provider I'm paying? If that's just the way it is. There goes Central Paper. There goes the Central Paper truck. They never landed the deal with Steve Carell and Ricky Gervais, the Office franchise. They never had Central Paper in that one. Now they're doing the Afterlife and the movement of equal beer and wine administration. With marijuana in a close third place. So, the guy walks into the UN Security Council meeting with his own 2 feet, dressed well like a London man, and he's American, and he says, "Oh, excuse me, is this UNESCO? Looking for the UNESCO meeting." Education, Science, Communications Office. There, I think there was one over there by Stonehenge when I was over there for a couple of weeks. My name's Michael Anthony Norton. Thanks for listening. I hope to hear from you. Bye.